Psalm 43, the 43rd Psalm, short little psalm, five verses, not a whole lot of verses. Take us just a minute to read. Everybody found your place? I would ask you, please, out of love and respect for the Word of God, let's stand one last time, and I'll read these verses here this morning, and we'll get started. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. It's good to remember that. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. I want to draw your attention again. Look at verse 5. It says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Let me try to preach to you this morning on disquieted souls. Disquieted souls. Let's pray. Father, we need your help as always, Father, this morning. We come to you, Father, in humility, in God, understanding that we need your Holy Spirit. We need wisdom. We need you to take control of every heart, every mind, every person in this room. God, may we listen on purpose. I pray you fill me with your Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, there'd be no distractions. You put a hedge around this building. Protect us from all evil. Bind the devil, God. We plead the shed blood of Jesus, Father, this morning. Your Holy Spirit would have free liberty here to speak to hearts. I pray for the lost, God, if there be one here that's still without Christ, without hope, without God in this world, would you bring them to Jesus today? I pray for your people, Lord, that you would speak, that you would help us, that you would know, Lord God, the condition of our hearts, and then, Lord, meet us where we need to be met and begin to strengthen and help us, Lord, each and every one of us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated this morning. Disquieted souls. Disquiet is not a word that we use in everyday normal conversation anymore. I don't think I've ever used disquieted in an average conversation, casual conversation. But let me explain to you, it's pretty easy to understand what it means. It means anything but quiet. Anything but peaceful. Amen. It means to be unsettled. Uneasy. Yeah. Anxious. Unstable. It means to be jittery. You're uncalm, without peace, and you're just disquieted. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean to be loud. It just means without peace, without calm. If you know Psalm 23, don't turn over there. Psalm 23 speaks of the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And you remember the next part of that verse, he says, he leadeth me beside the still waters.
Yeah.
Well, disquieted is the opposite of still.
Amen.
Disquieted is the opposite of still waters. If you've ever seen a rushing river, rapids, all kinds of undercurrents and waves and splashing off the rocks, that is not a still water. That is a very disquieted river.
Right.
Are you following me this morning? Our text here in Psalm 43 describes what I believe to be, unfortunately, many of God's people.
Yeah.
A disquieted soul. A soul that is unsettled.
Yeah.
A soul that's uneasy. A soul that's anxious. Unstable. Jittery. Soul. No peace. No calm. No stillness. The bottom line is, this psalm in Psalm 43 is describing someone who has no rest in their spirit. They're unsettled, and quite frankly, that is a person who is disturbed spiritually. Spiritually. Now, I want you to understand something. We're all born this way. The soul without Christ is disquieted, uneasy, anxious. The soul without Christ has no peace, has no rest in their spirit. I want you to notice the cause for this particular anxious soul here in verse 1. Notice, judge me, O God, and plead my cause, notice, against an ungodly nation.
Yeah, come on.
Boy, if I were to say that America has become an ungodly nation, I don't think that any of you would argue with me.
That's right.
I don't think any of you would really try to debate the fact that America has become an ungodly nation. Now, I'm not saying it's as ungodly as maybe other nations, but it's certainly a lot more ungodly than it used to be. Notice what an ungodly nation is filled with in verse 1. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust men. An ungodly nation is filled with deceit and unrighteousness. Deceit. Let's look at deceitful men first. Well, that right off the bat, I can tell you, deceitful men are men who are, for one thing, preaching and teaching false religion. False doctrine. False churches. They're deceived themselves, and they are deceiving many as they go along. They offer, listen, they offer peace when there is no peace. They offer solutions to problems by becoming a member of a church. That's deceitful. That never did anything for anybody but make them religious. I mean, my mind goes racing to, if you may not be aware of this, but false doctrine is all over our country. They're deceitful men. They're leading people down paths of destruction. And they're using the name of Christ.
Come on. Amen.
They may knock on your door. With one, a Bible, and then another book. They call the Book of Mormon.
Come on.
That's deceitful.
Amen.
That's deceitful.
Amen.
You really have, most of you have no idea what the Mormons really believe. You know why? Because they're deceitful. Most of you have no idea what the Jehovah's Witness, that's Jehovah's Witness. Oh, we're supposed to be witnesses. No. They deny Jesus being anything at all other than just a man. They deny Him being a part of the Trinity. They deny that there's a literal hell. It's absolutely deceitful.
Amen. That's right.
How about Catholicism?
Come on. Amen.
Mary was the mother of Jesus. Absolutely. But she was a sinner just like you.
That's right.
And me.
That's right.
It's deceitful.
That's right.
It's killing our nation. Listen, how about all of the people who go around saying you got to speak in tongues to be saved?
Come on.
It's deceitful.
Amen. That's right.
It's deceitful.
Amen.
They feel like they've got to work themselves up to some kind of a euphoria, and then they got to speak in some jibber jabber before they can be saved. That's deceitful.
That's right. Amen.
It's our country. People in churches today that believe that baptismal waters save them.
Come on.
That's deceitful.
Amen. Preach.
If you're trusting in a baptism, you're nothing more than a wet sinner.
Amen.
That's deceitful.
Yeah. Hey.
Ungodly nation filled with deceitful men.
Yeah.
False prophets. Many false prophets, the Bible say, will go out into the world. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Listen, I know we're talking about, we're looking for the judgment seat of Christ, and the rapture, and then the tribulation. We're not going to be here, by the way. Amen. We're going to be in heaven. We're going to be at the right hand of God with Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
We're not going to go through any part of the tribulation. Not
Amen.
One second of it.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
But the Antichrist, it's really not even, doesn't even call him that in the Bible. It calls him the beast.
Yeah.
There's the dragon and the beast and the false prophet, the satanic trinity, just like God has the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Well, Satan counterfeits everything that God does.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the beast, the spirit of Antichrist, is going to be the controller, the ruler of the world for 7 years during the tribulation. But listen to me. That spirit's already here.
Yep.
The beast may not be here yet, but the spirit is.
That's right.
It's already going out into the world. John said that in his epistle back in 1 John. Yep. It's been out there for a long time. Antichrist.
Uh-huh.
Deceit. You see, listen to me. I don't think you understand. If you don't understand that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life, then you have been deceived.
Right.
Yeah.
And I promise you, your soul is disquieted.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't have any peace in your heart.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Because you're deceived.
Yep.
In an ungodly nation, unfortunately, on Memorial Day, we remember the days gone by where this Jesus Christ was exalted, where God was on the throne, and where people understood, hey, there's a God in heaven. I should at least honor him with Sunday once in a while. But our nation has gone away from God. Our nation has gone away from the Bible, and now we have become an ungodly nation. And with deceitful men.
Right.
Yeah. Come on. Amen. Amen. Preach.
They're trying to make you a member of their church.
Yep.
They don't care whether you go to heaven or hell. They just want you to be a member of their church. That's not the gospel.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
The gospel doesn't make you a member of the church. The gospel makes you a member of God's family. And if you're not a member of God's family, no church is going to help you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And therefore, we have a lot of disquieted souls.
That's right.
Uneasy, anxious, especially when they get under real preaching.
Yeah, come on. Amen. Amen.
Especially when the Holy Spirit starts to really pierce their hearts.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
And tell them, hey, you know what? That baptism that you're depending on is not going to get you to heaven.
That's right.
Come on, preach. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Very, very disquieted, uneasy. The still waters, the peace, there is no peace. There's not going to be any peace until Jesus Christ comes from heaven back to earth after the 7 years. And for 1,000 years he rules and reigns on this earth. And there's going to be the devil in the bottomless pit chained up. There's going to be no sin.
Amen.
And for 1,000 years we're going to have peace.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Until then, friends, we're not going to have peace.
Right.
Because of sin. Because of iniquity, because of ungodly men.
That's right.
Deceit. We have false religions. We have false friends.
Yeah. Come on.
People who claim to be your friend, yet they are in it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, at one time in America, our government was a government for the people.
Yeah. Amen.
But if we're not careful, if we don't get serious about praying, our government is going to be a government against the people.
Right.
Hey, we're pretty much already socialist.
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm not a politician. You know that. I just preach the Bible.
Amen.
But understand something. When somebody leads you astray, leads you away from God, then that's not helping you.
That's right.
That's deceiving you.
Amen.
That's not a friend.
Amen.
That's not a friend.
That's right.
That's an enemy.
Yeah.
And listen, our government is not our Savior. I said our government's not our Savior.
Right.
We need to get back to trusting God and serving God and living by faith and let God take care of us.
Yeah.
False friends. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Deceitful men. See what happens is sooner or later they're going to reveal their hidden agenda. And the hidden agenda behind all the false religion is Satan.
That's right.
Satan.
That's right.
Satan. That's why there's so many churches on every corner preaching so many different things. Why? Because everybody's disquieted. There's no rest in their souls. And Satan is behind it all.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, amen.
He wants to control. He wants to corrupt. He wants to kill. He wants to make a name for himself and make a living off of you. He wants to make merchandise of you.
Yep.
Yeah, amen.
That's not truth. That's not the gospel.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's ungodly deceit. And then notice, deceitful and unjust. Unjust just means unrighteous.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the false prophets and the false religions over here playing games and playing church, but then I've got just the unrighteous man who are just as wicked as they can be.
Yeah.
And they don't even care to pretend.
Yeah. Amen.
They enjoy evil.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They enjoy unrighteousness. It's entertainment for them. It's funny. They enjoy hurting people. Their feet are swift to run to mischief.
Yeah.
They hurt people. They harm others. And they laugh about it.
Yeah.
These would be better known as your enemies.
Amen.
You know, people who don't like you because you want to live for the Lord, and they really would do anything they could possibly do to get you to stop living for God. They're not even trying to be religious. They just want you to stop living for Jesus.
Amen.
They are unrighteous. They are unjust. They are evil, and they don't care. Listen, it's out in the open. Man, there used to be a time when we said, you know, out of the closet. Well, it's all out of the closet now.
Right.
It's all out of the closet now. They are unjust. They are unrighteous. And they're deceitful. They're unjust. And dear God, no wonder souls are disquieted.
Sure.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Then no wonder souls are anxious, uneasy. Living in an ungodly nation among deceitful and unrighteous men. Notice in verse 2, "For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy." Oppressive men. Deceitful, unrighteous, and oppressive. What does oppressive mean? People who place you under unreasonable burdens. They're heavy and they're overpowering and they cause grief and woe. These are just people that constantly causing you grief. Now, man, that doesn't sound like a very happy person, does it?
Yeah.
Listen to you. I want you to understand today, these circumstances are very real still today.
Yeah.
We don't have to go back to Psalm 43 to live these circumstances. But I want you to understand something. The unrest in our hearts, the unrest in this man's heart in Psalm 43 is not the norm. It's not what he was used to. Look in verse 5. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquiet?" He's saying, listen, I don't want to stay like this. I don't want to stay at unrest and unpeace and without calm and anxious and overwhelmed and disturbed. He doesn't want to stay like that. It's not the norm for a Christian. It's not the way a Christian should live. We should not live with a disquieted soul.
Amen.
You said, "Wait a minute, preacher. All the people you just described, I go to work with them every day. Yeah. I go to school with them every day. They live beside me on both sides, on my street.
Yeah, amen.
They're all over the grocery stores.
Right.
They're in my barber shop. They're everywhere I go, preacher. What do you mean? How can I not? Well, I'm telling you, God is bigger.
Amen.
God is greater.
Amen.
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 God's bigger than that.
Amen.
So to be disquieted, to be at unrest and anxious, means that I'm allowing something other than God to control my life.
Uh-huh.
I want you to realize that this psalmist, the man of David who wrote this, he was not going to get used to being like this.
Yeah.
He was not happy. He did not want to stay this way. That's what I'm trying to say.
Amen. Amen.
We should never get used to living in unrest in our souls and without peace. The Bible says that we are to let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
Amen.
That's right.
That's
right.
Come on. We ought not to be living in desperation.
Yeah. Yeah.
In anxiety every day. We ought not to be living without any hope. That's not where God wants us to be. Can I say something? That's not where I want to be either.
Amen.
I don't think you do either.
That's right.
Amen.
Some of you may know what I'm talking about. Others may. Maybe you've never been there. Well, praise God for it. I don't know how you get away with it, but I've been there. Maybe you need to come up here and preach the message if you've never been there. Because, dear God, I sure have, and I think we all have if we're honest.
Amen.
Disquieted, unsettled soul is miserable.
That's right.
Miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, can you agree there? Can I get a witness? Miserable.
Yeah.
Without joy.
Yeah.
Amen. With no joy, no strength.
Yeah.
It's just hard to keep going.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep going.
Sure, amen.
I mean, it's hard to keep living for Jesus. Oh, you can keep going if you join them, but I'm talking about staying right with God. It's hard to stay right. You lose your strength. You lose your joy. You lose your peace.
Amen.
You're miserable. You lose your hope.
Yeah.
Right.
Quickly, I'm going to go over just a couple thoughts from this psalm. What should you do then?
Amen.
Pray for the rapture. Well, that's close.
Amen.
The first step is this: pray.
Yeah. Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
I don't want to belabor the point, but I'm going to say this: how much have you prayed this week?
Yeah.
Amen.
You sit around and you watch the news.
Come on.
And you don't pray.
Yeah.
And you wonder why you're disquieted.
Sure. Come on, preach.
Come on,
preach.
You sit around and you follow all the drama on Facebook and all the other media. You don't pray. And you wonder why you're anxious.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
You wonder why you're so stressed.
Amen.
Look in verse 1 of the psalm. The first two words, judge me.
Yeah.
Now, notice he says, oh God. Who's he talking to? He's praying.
Yeah, amen.
But notice the prayer here. He says, judge me, oh God. He's asking God to judge him.
Yeah.
Now listen, number one, quickly, this is a prayer of humility.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because if you're not humble, you're not going to ask anybody to judge you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, when the word judge comes out, most people, they just their claws come out.
Yeah.
And their fangs come out. Who are you to judge me?
Amen.
You know, that is pride.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't judge anybody, but God is the judge.
Yeah.
And listen, a humble heart realizes, oh God, judge me.
Amen.
What does that mean, preacher? It means, God, I want you to show me what's really in here. Show me where I'm really at. God, I want you to do open heart surgery on me, and then I want you to show me where I'm at. That's a humble heart. See, a lot of times we go to God in prayer and we just say, God, do this, and God, do that, and God, do this, and God, do that, and God, do this. And by the way, God, come on, do this now. Well, see, that's not humility. Humility says, God, okay, I do need these things, but Lord, you know what I need more than anything is I need to make sure that I'm right with you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, come on, brother. Right.
Judge me.
Yes.
By the way, he didn't say, why don't you judge Tori?
Amen.
Why don't you judge Brother Worcester?
Yeah.
By the way, why not judge Jill too?
Yeah.
No, he said, judge me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That's
right.
Judge me.
Yeah.
He's praying, church.
Amen.
He's saying, God, I am a mess. I can't rest at night.
Yeah.
I don't have any peace in my heart.
Yeah.
My home is full of strife. God, Lord, start with me.
Yeah.
Lord, where am I at? God, let's fix me first.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Because listen to me, church. I love you, and I think you know that. But you can't control all of those other things I just talked about.
That's right.
Amen.
You can control you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And your response.
Yeah.
Is what you can control.
Yeah.
See, the reason that some people seem like, man, they just got it all together, it's not because they don't face what I just talked about.
Yeah.
Right.
It's because they've learned, hey, God, I need you to help me.
Yeah. Amen.
Judge me.
Amen.
Lord, open up my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Yes. Yes.
Try me and know my thoughts.
Yeah.
And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting.
Yeah.
See, that's a humble heart that's saying, God, my soul is not right. Lord, I'm not at peace. Lord, I'm fighting all kinds of wrong thoughts and wrong emotions and bitterness and anger, God. But Lord, start with me. It's me, God. Judge me.
Yeah, amen.
See, if you don't humble yourself,
yeah, come on.
You might as well just forget it.
Amen. That's right.
If my people, which are called by my name,
yes,
shall, number one, first of all, humble themselves,
yes,
and pray.
Yes.
You go to God in pride, you just shut the windows of heaven.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
God resisteth the proud.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many times have you prayed in pride?
Yeah.
That's a very convicting thought. Quite frankly, I need to get down here on this altar and realize, God, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Amen.
Instead of saying, God, why can't you fix that person? Why can't you fix that person? And why can't you and you know, it's okay to pray that, but not with that spirit. God, fix me.
Yeah.
God, fix me. Fix me, God. You say, preacher, there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
That's your first problem right there.
Yeah, amen.
You can't. There's always something wrong with me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Wait a minute. You're the pastor. I don't care.
That's right.
There's always something wrong with me.
Amen.
And you know, when I find out the most is when I humble myself.
Yeah.
And I get along with God.
Yeah.
I say, God, oh, I'm sorry. I should have never said that. I should have never thought that. I should have never did that.
Amen. Come on. Right.
Judge me, God.
Amen.
Judge me. That's where it starts.
Amen.
Humble prayer.
Yep.
You need to pray, church. He says, judge me, God. Notice verse 3. He says, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. He's still praying to God. He's saying, God, judge me. And then he said, oh, God, send out thy light and thy truth. And Lord, let them lead me. In other words, God, I don't want to be led about by my feelings. I don't want to be led about by my emotions. God, I've got to be led about by your light and your truth. Let your light and your truth lead me. Oh man, we jump around. That unsettled, disquieted soul is jittery, jumpy. And it's, I mean, it's just, man, every wind of emotion, every tide, we're everywhere. Settled, stable is the last thing to describe you.
Yeah.
Your soul when you're like this. Well, I've got to, well, I've got to, well, and you can't even stop to pray.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because your soul's just like a loose cannon.
Man.
And every time you try to pray, oh, I've got to go, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. That is Satan.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I can't. I gotta. Okay. So what you do is you say, okay, God, bless me, bless the missionaries, bless the world, bless everybody, bless me again, bless me in Jesus' name, amen. And that's your prayer.
Yeah.
Because you're so you're so disquieted.
Yeah. Amen.
We've got to pray, oh God, judge me. Change me first.
Yes.
And then God, lead me through your light and your truth. Yes. Send them out, God, and let them lead me, because I don't want to follow me.
Yeah.
I certainly don't want to follow the deceitful men and the unrighteous men and the oppressive people that are. I want to follow your light and your truth. You've got to pray, church.
Amen.
When's the last time you prayed?
Amen.
Other than God bless me and bless me and bless the missionaries and bless the church and bless me again in Jesus' name. When have you really stopped and prayed?
Amen. Come on.
You're never going to be at rest in your soul until you hear what I'm saying. You've got to pray.
Amen.
You could probably count the minutes you spent in prayer on both hands all week long. That's terrible. That's why you're so uneasy.
Man. Yeah.
That's why you're so disquieted. Because you're controlled by the deceitful men, the unjust men, the oppressive men, instead of being controlled by the light and the truth of God.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
You've got to pray, church. I could spend all day on this. We could get this right and it would help us. Pray.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
There's another step, though, in this. I'm hurrying. I'm skipping a lot of stuff, but your prayer needs to be, oh God, shed thy light, shed thy truth, and bring me into your holy presence. Look in verse 3. Let them lead me. Let them bring me in unto thy holy hill.
Amen.
God, what I need more than anything right now is I just need to be filled with you.
Amen.
I need you to fill me, not my disquieted soul, not my unrest and anxiety, but oh God, the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
God is my strength. We read it. It's in the Psalms. It's right there. He is our strength. We need to be filled with Him. Oh God, send me your light and your truth. Lead me to your presence. Hey, listen to me. I don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. God's not up in heaven chewing his fingernails.
Yeah, that's right.
God is not disquieted.
That's right. Amen.
The Holy Spirit's not running around like a crazy man, you know, trying to figure out what he's going to do, how he's going to fix all this.
Yeah.
No. Jesus is not up in heaven saying, God, what are we going to do, Father? Come on, help, don't you see what's going on? No. That's not the way that God is. That's the way we are.
Yeah, amen.
Because we're not in His presence.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, if I was sitting right beside God, in prayer, in the Spirit, You know what it's going to do? It's going to calm me down. Because I'm going to see, man, you got this under control, don't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
But we don't pray.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
We don't pray.
Yep.
We don't pray.
Amen.
And so we are just anxious, stressed out. Drama.
Amen.
Go pray.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. What am I going to do about the Sunday school class? Pray.
Amen. Yeah, come on, preach. Amen.
What am I going to do about those babies in that nursery home? Pray.
Amen.
Amen.
You name it.
Yeah.
Pray about it.
That's right.
Yep.
Whatever is disquieting you, pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
It's such a little word.
Yeah.
But it will calm you down.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Casting all your cares upon Him. Stop trying to carry it all yourself.
Amen.
That's why you're so crazy.
Yep.
Amen.
That's why you feel like you're about to explode. And you might, if you're not careful. Heart attacks, strokes, etc. Why? Because stress.
Yep.
That's right.
God's people ought not to be living like that.
That's right.
We've got a God in heaven who says, cast your cares on me. Come up here. I'm right here. Hey, I'm not worried about all that. I can fix it. Just come to me.
Amen.
But we don't pray.
That's right.
We don't pray.
Yep.
We don't pray. We need to pray. Judge me, O God. Send out Thy light. Bring me into Your presence. We need to pray.
Amen.
Secondly, I've got to hurry. We need to pull away. Now, what do you mean by that? Verse 1 says, judge me, O God. Plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. His prayer was for God to deliver him from these type of men. Now listen to me carefully. We can't be delivered from all of them, but we can pull away from the ones that keep causing us unrest.
Right.
He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, I can see those still waters. Can't you? Oh. One of these days I'm just going to go sit down by the river of life and just take a nap. And not wake up until I wake up. No alarm clocks. No screaming babies. Not that I have any screaming babies. No snoring. I don't think you snore in heaven. Snoring's not good. Because you wake yourself up snoring sometimes, don't you? Nothing's going to wake me up. I'm going to sit beside that clear. And it's crystal clear, the Bible says. Crystal clear. Well, here's what these deceitful men are doing.
Yeah.
Unjust men are doing. They're just dropping it in little by little.
Yeah.
Oppressive men, here's what they're doing. Dropping it in little by little. And it's just getting all stirred up in there. And boy, now, who wants to drink it? And here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. More deceit.
Yeah.
More drama. More unrest.
Yeah, come on.
And boy, you know, my cup runneth over with dirt.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
You know what you need to do? Here comes more deceit. Here comes more drama.
Yeah.
Amen.
Pull away.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Here comes more stress.
Man.
You ain't getting me.
Amen.
That's right.
Here comes more deceit, more false doctrine.
Amen.
Somebody got to vacuum this. But,
amen.
But you know what? I pull away. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
Some of your disquietness is your own fault. Because you are running with deceitful men on purpose. You are hanging out with friends that are evil. It won't do you any good. God deliver me. And then you go right back to the, hey, what you doing? You want to go out and hang out?
Come on, preach.
Snapchat. What you doing over there? Well, I'm not going to church today. Okay, well, let's hang out today. All right, let's do it. Well, that's your own fault.
Yeah, right. Come on, preach. Amen.
That's your own fault.
Amen.
Pull away.
Amen.
That's right.
Who in your life is doing this to you? Listen, you can't pull away from the people. Not everybody. You know that what I'm talking about. There are people that you don't have to keep running with.
Yeah.
Right.
There are people that you don't have to keep associating with. There are people you don't have to keep calling your friends. Yeah. There are people you don't have to keep influencing you. You can turn off the TV. You can turn off the influence that is in your life that's ungodly and unjust and unrighteous and deceitful. You can pull away so that it falls on somebody else.
Amen.
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 Or either that, or you just fill your cup up with mud.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm just. It's not that complicated.
Amen.
Pull away.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pray.
Yeah.
Pull away. By the way, when you pull away, you need to pull away unto the Lord.
Right.
Anyway, quickly, need to pray, need to pull away. Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him.
Amen.
Praise God anyway.
Yep. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Pray, pull away, and praise God anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can even remember that because they rhyme. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Praise God anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God in the middle of the ungodly nation. Come to church and praise God in the middle of the ungodly nation. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Where's that table at? In the house of God. Where is God going to feed you? In His house. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence. They're all around me, preacher. I know that. But you can pull away and come to the house of God and praise God anyway.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Thank God for church. Thank God for church. Thank God for praise. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for prayer. Listen, thank God that we have the answers. We don't have to live disquieted lives. It's not, we shouldn't stay there. Hey, look at verse 2. He says, Thou art the God of my strength. He's just praising God. Verse 4, God, I will go into the altar of God and to God my exceeding joy. Now, wait a minute. He wasn't exactly going to a celebration party. He was just reminding himself that God is still my exceeding joy. I can still praise God anyway.
Amen.
Look at the end of verse 4. I will praise thee, O God, my God. There over and over again. Verse 5, he says, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God.
Amen. Amen.
In the middle of all of it, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God anyway.
Amen.
We ought not live in disquietness. That's not where God wants you to be. That's not where you're going to have strength. You're not going to have peace. You're not going to have joy. You're not going to have victory.
That's right.
On Memorial Day weekend, we got a lot to remember, a lot to be thankful for. But quite frankly, we also have an ungodly nation. But we don't need to live underneath that. We need to live above it. Pray. Spend more time with God. He's not worried. Drama doesn't affect God. He doesn't flip out. Pray. Spend time with Him. Pull away from the things that you can't. Pull away from the things that you really... Lord, what's the source of this? Pull away from it.
Amen.
I mean, if I was eating something that I knew was poison, I would stop eating it.
Yep.
Yeah, amen.
But some of God's people, it's just amazing. I can see, look, you need to change this. Pull away from that. But yet, they just...
Yeah, come on.
Pull away. Let it fall on somebody else.
Amen.
And then, praise God anyway.
Amen.
If you died today, if you died right now, you didn't breathe another breath, do you know without a doubt, I mean without a shadow of a doubt, that you'd be in heaven? Raise your hand. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. Thank you. You can put them down. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.